After the video, be sure to go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson and enter the code FRIENDO to receive 10% off your first subscription. Order by the 19th and get the Galaxy Crate with items from Halo 5, Star Wars, and Galaxy Quest. And now every crate comes with a themed shirt. Sign up today. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going In Raw. It's the greatest wrestling podcast in the world. Today we got TLC predictions. We're going to talk about why Raw was so crap. In the gorilla position, we're going to talk about CM Punk maybe coming back to WWE. And of course, we're going to answer, oh yeah, we don't do this every week. This is our monthly ask questions of us, and then we answer them.
Yeah, and then after that is Kayfabe Corner.
And then, you're going to challenge me in the greatest wrestling trivia challenge in history.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's a good one, too.
We should talk about, are we talking about Raw?
We'll talk about Raw within the context of everything else.
And if we're going to talk about Raw, no doubt it's a...
No, it's TLC predictions right now.
Raw cap.
TLC predictions.
Yeah, I had to do it for you because I said Raw cap.
But we're not doing a full Raw cap.
Okay, but we kind of have to talk about Raw a little bit.
Yeah, we can within the context of... Because there's like questions having to do with Raw on here.
Raw was terrible.
It wasn't very good.
Oh, okay, here's the thing. I read online on the Twitter. We were in LA doing stuff.
Yeah.
We read on the Twitters that Raw was really bad.
Yeah.
You read me the Raw results on the way to LA.
Yeah.
And we both agreed this looks pretty bad. I fired up the Hulu version.
Mm-hmm.
There were only two matches missing. One of them was Rusev versus Ryback.
I fast-forwarded that anyways.
Which, thank God, that was missing because I would have fast-forwarded through it. And the other one, sadly, was Sasha Banks and Naomi versus Brie Bella and Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
There was that match, and I didn't see that. But I love, this is third week in a row that Sasha Banks made an appearance on Raw, and she won.
Yeah, and also it was pretty neat that the New Day came out to celebrate. That was cool.
Unity. Exactly.
Let's get in our predictions.
Will lead to conversation.
Exactly.
All right. Number one prediction: Del Rio versus Jack Swagger in a chairs match. Who do you think is going to win?
Del Rio.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, Del Rio's going to win this. Absolutely. This is one of those things where they push a guy very briefly, just to try to make him seem like a threat against the guy we all know is going to win.
Yeah.
Is the divorce between Del Rio and the old man Zeb Coulter and the Lark, is that for real?
I think it'll be complete come Sunday. I think the split will happen then.
Do you think somebody straight said, this ain't working? Oh, what's your read on the angle? Because that angle apparently is dead now. The Mex America thing.
Yeah, they seemed to stop doing that a couple weeks ago. Once the same Raw where Del Rio joined League of Nations earlier that night when he came out for his match, Coulter didn't have the flag on his Lark or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
What is with that?
I imagine someone realized it was really confusing.
Because of Owens, and did we confirm? I think it said on the dirt sheet somewhere that Owens was supposed to be in the League of Nations.
Well, I heard he was supposed to be in that match, but not necessarily in the League of Nations.
That'd have been weird. I wonder if he hadn't been sick. I wonder, I don't know.
He should probably be thankful he was sick that day.
He should. He absolutely should. Why would they have scrapped an angle they seemingly were trying to push pretty hard so quickly?
Well, Seth Rollins got hurt, so I imagine they had to reevaluate a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think that's really it. I mean, I also read in the dirt sheets that the union of Coulter and Del Rio wasn't supposed to be a long-term thing anyways. And if that's the case, why even...
I have no idea.
Start with that.
I have no clue. It is so weird. This is going to, chalk this down. Hey, we're doing our Going In Raw Awards in a couple weeks.
Most confusing angle?
Most confusing angle. There's plenty to choose from. Del Rio's going to win this match.
Oh, yeah.
Do we see them try... They say, hey, you know what? People are popping a little bit for Swagger. He's got some motivation now. Are we going to get him and Coulter back together and see if we can do one more run?
I would imagine, yeah.
Probably, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I think Del Rio wins this easily.
Yeah.
Handedly.
Yeah.
The Wyatts versus ECW old-timers.
There's no chance the Wyatts lose. Zero.
I agree.
I would hope
there is. Oh, let me look at this. If there is one absolute lock, this is the absolute lock.
How'd you feel about Rhino coming back out?
Okay, so last week...
I know, we were driving to LA and I mentioned it. You groaned. So after seeing it...
It was a big groan, too. Last week, we said, who could it be?
Spike Dudley, he's not really wrestling anymore, but he might come back for this.
You mentioned Sandman.
Sandman.
I mentioned Taz.
Prime Time Brian Lee.
And then ultimately we were like, oh, RVD. It's got to be RVD.
It's got to be RVD, right? And we didn't even think there's a guy just sitting in NXT. Rhino. My least favorite. I'm sorry. My least favorite ECW guy is Rhino. There was nobody I liked less. Rhino, to me, it always felt like Heyman had nobody else, so he went with Rhino. He was
decent in the ring.
Rhino was his David Von Erich. He had nobody else, so he just had to go with him.
He had an interesting look.
I don't think he did.
He was stout and thick.
He has short arms. And look, in my old age, I start to feel guilty talking shit about people. Like people who are probably nice guys. Rhino's probably a good guy. He works his ass off.
Yeah.
And he's giving his body up for entertainment's sake.
This
is all in the realm of this is all a fictional world we're talking about.
Backtrack a little bit. He didn't have a different look. He had a different body type, which gave him a different look.
Which I can't stand that body. Short, stubby, with little arms. I didn't believe it. He wasn't legitimate. Here's the thing. Any of those guys like Sandman, any of those guys in ECW, I always felt they could go to the WWE and at least be scary.
Mm-hmm.
Sandman, nobody wants to fuck with Sandman. Sabu, nobody wants to fuck with Sabu.
Yeah, definitely Sabu.
Raven, Tommy Dreamer, all those guys could kick up a shitstorm. Rhino always felt like a cartoon gimmick that belonged in the lower mid-card of a WWE.
That's generally where he was when he was in WWE.
I know, exactly. So I didn't believe him. And just understanding what was happening in ECW at the time, I think lent to that also. So I was fine with Rhino being in NXT just because, like, oh, cool, a veteran guy. I'm glad he's getting a rub. He looks pretty good still.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's passing on some wisdom to the younger wrestlers.
Yeah, that's great. But I'm saying...
You know what it might have been is maybe Vince did call RVD, and RVD's like, meh. I don't really want a job. And then Triple H was probably, hey, I'll just give Rhino a call.
There you go, Rhino. I mean, it made sense because he's been in NXT for a little while.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So it made perfect sense. and then, of course, Braun Strowman's. He beat Tommy Dreamer. Saw that coming a mile away. Okay, you know. These guys are like a million years old.
Yeah.
The Wyatts just needed a win at this point.
Since it's an elimination table match, who do you think are the last men standing?
Obviously
Bray's not going to get eliminated.
I'm going to say it would come down to Strongman versus like everybody. I would say I could see that happening. I could see something funky like that.
Bray's not getting eliminated from that match. I think it's going
to
be
Bray's not above that.
But I think he has to be in this case.
It's more believable. Okay, I do believe this. I believe it's going to come down to one Wyatt versus a couple ECW guys, and that one Wyatt is going to win.
Okay.
And it's way more believable in my head to think it's going to be strong.
No, your logic makes sense, but I'm just saying they're not going to have Wyatt take the fall.
Here's the thing. Bray takes the fall all the time, and he laughs it off. That's why he can do that.
But in this case, against a bunch of, as we put it earlier, old-timers, it makes him look weak.
Yeah, he'll laugh it off. It'll be even funnier. It's like, you know, you challenge a little 12-year-old to basketball,
Bray,
and he's faster than you, and you kind of laugh it off.
It's going to be Bray and Braun are the last two. They're going to dominate. They're going to kick the shit out of the ECW.
You think so?
I think it's going to be not quite a squash, but pretty much
They're
a squash.
Not going to let the ECW, the Dudleys, get all their little gimmicks in?
They will, but they'll still all lose. Like, everybody will get their spot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like Rhino will probably gore someone through a table. Like Rowan will get gored through a table.
Think this is going to be a good match? A fun match?
It should be fun.
Should be fun.
I think like all these matches should be fun.
Yeah.
But there's just it feels like there's nothing riding on them. Even though there's belts on the line.
I you know, it's funny because going into it, we've had like the weakest build-up.
Yeah.
We've had the weakest go-home show. What if this turns out to be like surprisingly really good pay-per-view?
I think it could be a really fun pay-per-view. Yeah. But
it's funny. Every single pay-per-view has the potential to be good.
Yeah, and some of them are.
Yeah.
Owens Ambrose.
So apparently this is extra hot now because Ambrose threw popcorn at Fatboy's face. Do you think that was a diss on his fatness, or was that just a diss? Like he would have done that even if the dude was chiseled.
The latter. I think it's just a general diss.
I thought he was trying to make amends with him.
So, could be.
So he was throwing food at his fat face. Hayes. I love Owens. Yeah. God, I love. I don't know why I say these things because I actually either. Really love.
Just
Kevin
a little
Owens.
Bit ago, you said you were going to stop talking shit.
I get so geeked out. Yeah, but he's different. He's like a big bully guy who could probably beat
That's
my ass pretty easily.
It's a character, though.
I feel bad for Rhino because I could probably run away from Rhino.
I don't know.
I could probably run faster than Rhino.
You're not that fast, though.
I'm not that fast, but I guarantee I'm faster than him.
He probably has better cardio than you.
That's probably true, yeah. So I could beat him in like
short distance.
100 meters.
Sprint, maybe.
But then I have to find a place to stand on top of.
Pretty much.
He's not going to get to me with his little hands. All right. Let's see here. Owens keeps it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You think so? Yeah.
Absolutely.
At some point, we're going to have to... oh, this next one might be a bone of a point of contention.
A triple threat, tag team title, match, ladders. New Day were funny on Raw this week, as usual.
They're great.
They're always great.
They're always great. New Day, Usos, Lucha Dragons. Let's just say this. Number one, is there any chance the Lucha Dragons walk away with the belts? Is there any chance the Usos?
A small.
Really? You think it's a small chance? I'd say 50-50, Usos, New Day.
I think the build-up for the Usos, they need to build more for the Usos' eventual win. I think New Day has to have to use the numbers game to win this time.
Yeah.
And then maybe at Rumble, the Usos will win.
We've been saying that for a while now, like, they got to shore up. Like, a couple tag teams have been saying that about, and the New Day just keep them. I think it'd be silly for them to get rid of the belts. Because it's their thing right now. Unless they plan on going back and forth. I think the New Day... What do you think? I think the New Day are so money for the WWE right now. I think they know that. And I think the belts really help that and enhance that.
Yeah.
They need that bragging point.
And I think that's... that. When the Usos do beat them. I think it's not an if, it's a when.
Yeah.
If that's why I would say they need to build. They need to build it up more.
I think, yeah, and I think it's not going to happen in a triple threat match. I think the New Day's kind of like Kevin Owens. He's really helped by the belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, otherwise he's just sort of a brawler. And I think he's great no matter what.
Yeah.
But that belt gives him that extra bit of stink. He needs that extra thing to be like, F you, this is me. Like,
yeah,
well, I've got this.
And I think the inverse of that is also that he enhances the belt by having that attitude
mm-hmm.
about it. And same with the New Day. They take such pride in having the belts.
They elevate.
That it elevates the belts.
Exactly right.
Even last night, I mean, the Dolph Owens match on Monday was actually pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave him a good amount of time, good, decent build. And at the end, when Ambrose came out, Owens, his bone to pick with Ambrose was the fact that Ambrose's music played after he won and not Owens.
That was great. They made a good point of that. Let's see here. I hope that's a feud that's going to last for a while. And it wouldn't even surprise me necessarily if Ambrose took the belt. I wouldn't be surprised if Ambrose took the belt because they would just keep on going with it. Mm-hmm. Those two back and forth.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a good program.
It'll be a really good program. I just hope they keep it going. Like, that's my only concern is that, you know, you see Ambrose dicking around with the Roman Reigns stuff, and I'm like, you know, don't get him lost in the fucking shuffle with that shit, you know? Let's see here. I love this. Charlotte versus Paige.
Charlotte was great on Raw.
She was really good on Raw. I really like her. It's weird, though, like how they did the switch without really doing a switch, you know?
It's like,
I like that a lot. I love her with her dad. It makes me wonder if behind the scenes, it was just like, hey, you did this shit with her brother. I'll be here. Just use me. It'll be perfect. Like, don't do that shit again. You know what I mean? Like, it makes me wonder if Ric Flair sort of stepped in and was like, you know, that was kind of fucked up. We went over the line. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It was great. I love Charlotte as a heel. I liked everything about it. Miz is so perfect in that specific role.
I know.
He's really good doing Miz TV.
He's not very good in the role of champion.
He's terrible in the role as general wrestler.
Yeah.
I love that he's got the stupid shit on his, mm-hmm. you know, if they keep having him do stupid shit like that, then it's worth having him wrestle every once in a while.
Yeah.
To keep being fresh, you know?
Yeah.
But Miz TV, I like him on Miz TV. It was a great little segment. Do you think the belt changes hands? What happens after TLC then? You don't think this goes on to the Rumble?
It could.
Why would it if she wins again?
I don't know.
More sneaky behavior?
Could be.
I guess. How many times can you have cheat stuff happen and then you just keep on rematching?
I mean, with Ambrose and Rollins, that was the whole summer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or the first half of the summer.
Yeah.
Because they wrestled, what, two straight pay-per-views? Three?
Yeah, I think so. Who goes over? Do you think Charlotte's
over? Oh, yeah. Charlotte goes over.
Who do you think? I'll say Charlotte, too. Because she's got a new shine of paint on her now with Ric Flair. So it has to be Charlotte. Unless, could you imagine, I would love to see them do their sort of heel upset thing at Paige winning the belt this time.
Yeah.
Because I think Charlotte's going to have the belt long term. It wouldn't surprise me necessarily if they gave it to Paige for a month and then had her lose it.
It could be.
I don't know. Yeah, I tend to think that Charlotte's going to keep it though.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Our main event.
No, we're pretty much done. We don't need to talk about
it. No, I mean, we should at least... Is your prediction that you're not going to watch this match? You could say that.
No, I'm going to watch it. Yeah, we got... Sheamus is going to win.
Yeah.
What is this match? A tables match?
A TLC match.
Oh, it was a full deal match.
Yeah, because they had all the toys out there for That's right. the... Let's talk the end of Raw a little bit, if we must. I'll be honest, once Roman started going up the ladder and dropping a promo that I've heard at least a dozen times before,
yeah,
I just fast-forwarded. And as I fast-forwarded, I just saw more and more talking.
Yeah.
So even by the time the fighting happened, I didn't care.
See, I feel like you missed out on... I feel like you need to feel that pain. For you to truly... No.
No, I don't think so.
For you to truly understand how bad it was, you had to have seen the whole
thing. Well, I sat through the opening segment, no, which was really bad.
It's just...
Nobody in this program has any heat.
Nobody.
Zero.
Nope. I made this point on my little vlog Raw Cap show.
Uh-huh.
Nobody cares about these people because they're not interesting.
Yeah.
They are not interesting.
They're not interesting.
I believe that both of them, maybe if written correctly, can be interesting.
Potentially.
I think Sheamus probably has charisma That just isn't coming through because he needs a collaboration to get that charisma.
And I think also, as we mentioned 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, he needs to be brutal.
Yes.
And he's not really being brutal.
Yeah. He needs to do some fucked up things.
Mm-hmm. And he really really needs to... I mean, he's doing the Sheamus 515 shit, but he really needs to rub Roman's nose and shit.
Yeah.
And part of that, I think, is being brutal.
Yeah. And there's no, like, jumpings backstage, none of that kind of stuff to make us give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd was dead.
And also, why is Reigns going over not once but twice on Raw? He pinned Sheamus and the... Mm-hmm. And then he finished the night spearing him through a table.
Yep. And he's not going to win at TLC. He'll probably win at the Rumble. It's so... And this is why, like, ratings are down. I mean, honestly, you know, we can talk about why ratings are down in general. And I think a lot of it has to do with social media. But if everybody's kicking... if everybody's on firing in all cylinders, the ratings are going to see an uptick.
Yeah.
We know that, you know? Like, you bring out Brock Lesnar and Cena, you're going to see a rated...
Well, if there's interesting characters, interesting storylines, people will watch, too.
Exactly.
That's how you get over a lack of star power.
Exactly. And there's just none of that.
Nope.
They're so flippin' boring.
Yep.
It feels like it. Honestly, just felt like a B team house show. And I don't know. I mean, it's so frustrating. Like, you see Roman, and it's like, you know, this guy has all sorts of potential.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they're ramming this baby face bullshit through down your throat, and it's like he can be a tweener. He can be a baby face and not be boring.
I think he could be... He has the potential to be a really good heel.
Mm-hmm. I think he does, too. I don't get the whole, like, trying to be clever guy, trying to be cool guy, chuckling here and there, laughing it up. Oh, yeah, he's a Mohawk. It's just so fucking dull.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, like... You know what it kind of reminds me of a little bit? Diesel.
Yeah.
When Nash hit WCW, he didn't give a shit. And that's what made him good. When he's Diesel in the WWF and they're still doing that cartoony stuff, he has to be a character.
Yeah.
And Roman Reigns is trying too hard to be kind of Dean Ambrose. You know? Like, without the lunatic thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The cool guy you want to hang out with.
Yeah.
I'd probably love to hang out with Roman Reigns. Probably a great guy. But he's forcing it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hang out with a guy who's forcing it.
No.
He's trying to be cool.
He's trying way too hard.
Way too hard. And it's not interesting.
No.
And that's why it was just crickets in that arena.
And I had hope after last week's Raw, when the latter half of the show, when Sheamus was actually a little bit of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, maybe they're going to do something here. Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. His promo to begin the show was painful.
Yeah. Have him do something shocking.
Yeah.
Have him do something shocking, like, oh my God, this guy's a monster. Like, he's fucked up.
Because they're still kind of half booking Reigns as like an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not an underdog when he's put in the champ and then put him through a table.
I know.
Have Sheamus be brutal.
Yeah. It just doesn't like, make you're a bad guy, sense. You're a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, cowardly doesn't work with Sheamus.
No, he doesn't. It worked for Rollins because he was undersized.
Right, exactly. He was undersized. And you still like, it worked for Rollins. He just had the thing.
Yeah. But it doesn't work for Sheamus at all.
I think we both agree Sheamus wins.
Yeah, there's no way.
TLC. Let me ask you this. Do you think...
Unless they realize this angle sucks.
And that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they wanted to pull a swerve and say, hey, you know what? Ratings are terrible. Let's try to get somebody back on Monday. And then we're just stuck with Reigns as the fucking champ. And then he gets his rematch. He gets Sheamus rematch on Raw, goes over, and then does nothing for 3 weeks until the Rumble when Brock Lesnar comes in and wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's painful right now, but this is our job.
It is our job.
You know,
like, and we enjoy it.
We enjoy it. Yeah, it's still fun to talk about.
All right, Steve, time for a grilled position.
All right.
Talking about star power,
somebody that WWE could desperately use.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Phil Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk, apparently is now going to be the subject of an episode of a reality show that Dana White is putting on where they go out. I kind of like this idea of the reality show.
Yeah, the reality show is fine.
It's like an Anthony Bourdain, but for UFC fighters.
Yeah.
He goes out to...
various cities across the USA.
Mm-hmm, checks out their small-time fighting... UFC,
operations.
MMA operations, yeah.
But then also goes and experiences the city.
Right, exactly. That's kind of cool. You get culture, you get cuisine, you get blah, 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 and then you get some fighting. And he tries to find the diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Right.
But then also, I mean, he did that interview or whatever about that. And during the course of promoting the show... which I guess is just on YouTube.
Oh, is that right?
I think so.
I saw that. I know the pilot's on YouTube.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He mentioned that during the course of the show, he's trying to find an opponent for CM Punk.
Right.
And I was like, whoa.
That's a pretty big bombshell right there.
It is.
That's like...
because, when Punk came in, it was under the auspices that he would be another one, and just he'd be a UFC fighter. He'd be among the rank and file. That was the impression I got. They signed him to a big contract.
Do we know it was a big contract?
I think so. So I thought it hurt me. It was 2 years ago. I didn't even know.
It was a long time ago. He's only getting older.
I know. and then like Punk started talking shit to UFC fighters on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, he's going to try to fight a UFC fighter. But it sounded like he's going to fight some guy off the street who may have some MMA training. I don't want to shit talk anybody's training, but it's not a UFC fighter,
right?
And I found that incredibly disappointing.
To me, it was, oh, okay, now it makes sense.
And if that was the case from the beginning, I would I'd be okay, fine. If they said, okay, we're gonna have Punk come in to fight, and we're gonna find some guy, so then it's a battle of equals,
yeah,
more or less. I would get that.
Well, okay, this is the thing though. Now
it's just Punk admitting that... It seems like it's Punk admitting that he's not good in the fight or a UFC fight.
Okay, here's the thing. From the beginning,
yeah,
they said we'd have to find somebody who matches up with him.
Yeah.
Who in the UFC couldn't match up with him?
A guy who's like 1-2.
Nobody. I don't think there's anybody in the UFC who's 1-2.
I mean, just in the UFC.
Just in the UFC.
Yeah.
Right. That's not somebody who matches up with Punk, though.
Here's part of the...
somebody who has a win in the UFC is really, really good in the grand scheme of things.
Here's part of the problem in my case is I probably underestimate the amount of training these guys have. I definitely do.
Yes, you do.
I definitely do.
This is the elite.
I understand that. But I mean, like a lot of people, like they'll watch people play baseball and it's like, oh, that can't be that hard. And hitting a 90 mile per hour fastball is fucking hard.
Yeah.
I've tried to do it. It's not easy.
in that Tough Enough show, I don't know how they do it now because I haven't seen it forever, but they used to have a tournament of like 32 guys just to whittle down a house of eight, one of which is going to get a contract.
Oh, you mean Ultimate Fighter?
Ultimate Fighter. I'm sorry. Not one of which would get a contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's how elite. And that's like that they had to go all over the place and try out hundreds of guys.
I understand all this. I understand all of this.
So somebody who's 1-2 in the UFC alone is probably 20-0 in fucking Sacramento. Yeah. Gladiators Challenge.
Yeah.
I knew that. I'm thinking to myself, what's the missing piece?
Yeah.
And understanding this, like, oh, that's the missing piece right there.
Yeah, they should have said that from the get-go, though.
I know, but it does it begs the question. It does beg the question, was this the plan all along?
Mm-hmm. Here, this is how I look at it. Punk fights some guy, a UFC rookie, just like himself. Granted, he's a UFC rookie, Punk is, but also he's CM Punk. There's expectations associated with it, I think, just because he's known, I think.
Okay.
Okay? So say he fights another rookie and wins. Well, he just fought a rookie, no big deal. If he fights a rookie and loses, that's going to be his only fight.
Yeah.
So in terms of Dana White making that investment in Punk, is having him sign that contract, is he paying him enough or little enough that he thinks the pay-per-view buys for that one fight is going to pay for that contract?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
You
yeah.
think so?
Oh,
for Even sure. after 2 years?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Everybody's chomping a bit to see this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But from Punk's perspective, you know, it seemed like a no-win. So if he goes in there against, you know, a UFC fighter and loses, it's like, okay, that's expected. No big deal. But if he goes in there and wins, okay, that's cool.
Okay, that second scenario would never happen.
It's highly unlikely to happen.
No. It's not highly unlikely. It's like it's the same odds of you going in there against Frank Mir.
No, Punk's got a better chance than I do.
There is no chance.
But a better chance.
No, dude, listen.
But
there is zero chance of him winning against anybody in the UFC.
But beyond all that, you see my point.
I see your point, but I like this. I mean, it's weird that it wasn't announced in advance. I agree. I agree with that for the most part. But they were also they were like, you know, we're going to take that. They said from the get-go, we're going to take this one step at a time. He's going to do a bunch of training.
Yeah.
We're going to find a guy who's around his level.
Yeah.
And we're going to see how he does.
Yeah.
So I think this has always been for Punk. It seems, hey, you know what? Everybody wins here because I get my experience. I get to see what I can do. I get to train and see what happens.
Yeah.
Which is something I've always wanted to do. I guarantee he has no delusions of going in and becoming the light heavyweight champion.
No, I know, but he you know, based on what we know about him, which granted isn't a lot, he seems to take pride in his work.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like there's a... And we don't know him, and we know and we've seen what we've seen. I agree with you, but I think there's an element of him that probably appreciates a good story and a good experience, even if he ends up laying on his back.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me ask you.
Yeah.
So he can do the job.
Oh, of course he is, because this young guy's had actual fights, and he's probably 15 years younger. He's going to murder him. Are you kidding me? The only thing that Punk has going for him that might actually play into his... Well, I mean, that will definitely play into his favor. Will it be enough to have him put up a fight? The only thing would be Punk is used to the pressure and the lights and everybody looking at him. So when he steps in that octagon, he's going to have no problem. This new kid who's used to fighting in front of a couple of podunks here in Sacramento, he's not going to know.
15,000 in the arena and millions watching at home.
You don't know that pressure until you step in that mm-hmm. ring. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah, there's something to be said for poise.
That might even the playing field a little bit. And Punk's been training a lot. He's old and he's been injured now all of a sudden. He was injured a month ago.
Yeah, he hurt his shoulder.
He hurt his shoulder, I think, yeah. So I agree with you, but I, you know, who knows where they're at in terms of their marketing. You know, it's like, well, you know, this looks really good. You know, we got CM Punk. CM Punk was hot news when he got signed.
Yeah.
So I get that they're probably in a situation where it was like, well, it's too premature to really say what we're going to do or how we're going to approach it.
I understand that. You know, I knew it was going to be one step at a time. I knew they were going to find someone that was...
But they needed, you know, but getting him while he's hot, while he's on the press. And, you know, I mean, and signing the contract, I mean, that's not something they could probably have done on the lowdown anyways.
Yeah.
Like, we signed him 2 years ago, and now he's fighting for it. It's like, I get that the sequence of events probably was not conducive to them announcing this. Then 2 years later, oh, now we've got this show. I get that the sequence of events wasn't there. And I know what you're saying. It's like, I felt the same way, too. Yes, Punk is signing his UFC. Everybody else thought that. It's like, yeah. Well, he's going to get murdered. And now it's turning into something else. But if you take that away from it, I really like this. I think this could make for a really good...
That's why when we first discussed it over text, I was like, okay, I can appreciate it. It could be a good narrative. I appreciate it. I understand that completely.
Yeah.
But just whether intentionally or unintentionally, I just feel like there were expectations put on it. And this wasn't it.
Yeah, when you have everybody in the UFC tweeting at Punk, it makes you feel like he's going to be the bait dog.
You know? Yeah, he's telling people, you know, other UFC fighters that their fights were boring and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
yeah, I know.
Unless you're going to plan on fighting these guys, you probably shouldn't say that.
Oh, man. So what do you think? When this is said and done, because I honestly think, I think that he's going to hop into the UFC against... He fights this guy.
Sometime early summer, I think.
Okay, so what happens? He fights this guy. Let's say, miracle of miracles, he wins. The guy crumbles under pressure and CM Punk wins. What then? Where does it go from there?
Yeah, I know.
That's sort of a big question.
Yeah, and that's why I don't really feel like it's a winning situation for Punk.
Well, he could think of it as he's not telling anybody, but you know what? I'm going to do this, and that's going to be the end of my narrative because I understand the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
I understand it too. But it goes back to Dana White's investment. Is he cool with that situation?
I honestly think the investment was probably worth it day one when he signed him, regardless of what happened after that. I don't think sticking it to the WWE is necessarily something, but being the guy who got that toy.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Definitely worth it.
That could be.
I think so. And yeah, I think that pay-per-view is probably going to do stellar numbers
we'll see.
Just to watch Punk.
I wonder, it would've been interesting if they let, say, Punk train for a year and have him be on Ultimate Fighter, the show.
Yeah. Get his ass whooped. It'd be Kimbo. It would be Kimbo Slice all over. Mm-hmm. Except Kimbo had experience.
Yeah.
In backyards.
Well, he fought in Strikeforce. Oh, no. What was that? Showtime.
Right. Yeah. Showtime.
Was Elite XC or something like that?
Yeah, Elite XC. Only destroyed the guy's ear.
Yeah, it blew up. Not Strikeforce. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, so when all said and done, let's say he wins against the guy. I think he steps down either way. I think he probably is like, you know what? I had my experience. I'm happy with this. I got to tell my story.
Yeah.
I'm done with this. Thank you, Dana White.
That could be.
Or do you ever see him as a commentator in the UFC?
Potentially. I don't know because he did that the night he announced the signing. Wasn't he at the show?
Yeah.
And he did some commentating.
I don't know if he actually did commentating in fights.
Oh, he just did an interview
like
before
Q&As
him.
And panels
did,
and shit
he did
like
an interview
that.
Before the show, actually.
I don't know. I could see him have... I could see him. He seems like a...
He's a smart, well-spoken guy.
Yeah, but also, like, he's a creative type.
Yeah.
And so I could see him being, okay, this is the end of this story. I'm going to go on to my next project now. I've done this. I'm sort of tired of dealing with it.
Yeah.
I'm moving on to the next project. I saw what I could do.
Question time. All right, first one.
Yeah.
Kello Pajero. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but whatever. Did WWE just jump the shark?
No, man, come on. They've jumped the shark a million fucking times, and they rebound. You know, it's a matter of time. Look, it's a matter of time before Owens is champion. It's a matter of time before Ambrose is champion. It's a matter of time before Seth Rollins is champion again.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty left in the tank.
It's just a lull. It'll pick back up.
Exactly. Right now is a very unique time because they have so many injuries.
Yeah, and then, you know, people had scheduled time off and that kind of stuff. Yeah,
and then we just have to get through the Roman Empire. Even the Roman Empire fell.
Yeah.
This will too pass.
Joe Serna was close.
Wait. The mayor?
No. Well, that's his name.
Wasn't there like a mayor of Sacramento named Serna?
Yeah.
Joe Serna? I thought it was Joe Serna.
I mean, it could be. I don't know. Was closing of this week's Monday Night Raw the worst ever? That was the worst ever.
Probably seen worse.
Yeah. This wasn't very good.
It was shit. There's been so much. There's never going to... Nothing's going to be best ever, worst ever anymore.
I know.
You know, it's all just shades of good.
We can't all have, you know, every week can't be Austin hosing down.
Exactly, with a beer bath. Exactly, yeah.
Can't happen every week.
Can't happen every week.
Because if it did, then it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It wouldn't be that great. The media, Jack. Who is in need of a solid push and how would you do it? Right now?
Cesaro.
Well, he's hurt, so.
Oh, that's right. That's
what I was going to say, Ambrose.
Yeah, but I always feel like he's percolating. Like he's just a step away from him being inserted somewhere very, very important into the scene.
Could be.
I mean, I could see him. Reigns gets the belt. I could see Ambrose turning heel on him. And I could see. I think he's going to be there.
I don't think Ambrose is going to turn heel on him. I think Ambrose is a plan B.
Really? Wow.
If they give it to Reigns, Reigns just flops hard. I mean, what other faces do they have right now? I mean, granted, by that time, you know, the flop is, if it were going to happen, is firmly established. Cena will probably be back.
Yeah.
So they can just put it on him again.
Who needs a big push? Cena needs a big push. Ambrose, I feel like Dolph's sort of his day is done. I'm going to say Finn Balor. Bring him in, just push him to the stars.
Oh, we didn't talk NXT.
We'll get to it. There's an NXT question. Oh, okay. Here it is.
Okay.
Dingus McFetus. Mm. Does Finn Balor appear in the Royal Rumble? If he does, is he wearing the leather jacket or body painted in demon mode? Probably the jacket, but if he's going to make a splash when he debuts, it's got to be the demon.
I feel like when he debuts...
But the intro is too long, so for the Royal Rumble, like in the Royal Rumble, it wouldn't work. Like, because it'd be like the whole 3 minutes.
I know.
By the time he got to the ring, the next guy would be out.
I feel like he's not going to be in the... I think he's going to make a bigger splash in...
Oh, he won't be in the Rumble.
He's not going to be in the Rumble, no.
Like, I feel like Baron Corbin might be in the Rumble, but not Finn Balor.
Who's going to be in the Rumble?
From NXT?
Yeah.
Sure, Baron Corbin.
I'm going to say they give that spot to Apollo Crews. I think Baron Corbin's been in NXT for a while. I love him. He does. He looks so bored, though.
Yeah, he does.
He looks so bored. He looks like when he's delivering the promo. Hey, Apollo Crews, I'm going to show you. Like, it just, I don't.
He doesn't seem into it.
He doesn't seem into it. Maybe he needs to embrace that or something. I don't know.
I feel like he kind of does.
Yeah. I like me. He has a good look. I would like to look like Baron Corbin. I'm balding like he is. So I'm already partway there.
Yeah.
Got that going for me.
Yeah.
I need
first step in your transformation to Baron Corbin.
I need to be slightly less flabby. And looking at him, just slightly less flabby.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I agree.
And then have like a neck beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you grow a neck beard?
I can grow all sorts of crap down here.
Okay. But it looks like, there you go. You have the ingredients.
You know, I was walking around the other day and I saw this, and I hate talking shit about people, but there's this couple that walked by and she's a real cute girl. Cute looking girl. Like kind of a nerdy cute girl, right?
Okay.
She was a guy who had just a neck beard and it infuriated me.
Why is it any of your business?
It just looks so fucking weird.
Okay.
It looks so weird. And I'm like, why? Like, what, does he have like an arm for a dick or something? Like, what's? I don't get what the point is there. Next question.
Okay, Cheese Man.
Cheese Man.
What do you think of Sheamus being cast as Rocksteady in the TMNT sequel?
I don't care. Good.
I wish it was happening now, so he wasn't on TV.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. I'm not gonna watch that movie. I'm not gonna watch it because Sheamus is in it. I wouldn't watch it if fucking Finn Balor was in it. And I like him.
You might. Mm-hmm. You might. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Crazy Cornhusker 5. What would each of your entrance music sound like? Crazy Cornhuskers would start off softish, then pound into something really hard.
That sounds like a porno. Mine would just be Rise Above from Black Flag.
Mine would be Super Furry Animals, Man Don't Give a Fuck.
Rise Above, you gotta rise above.
This life is music.
And then at WrestleMania, Rollins would sing it himself.
I don't know if he would do that.
Yeah, he would. He would totally do that shit.
Do you think Henry Rollins is a WWE mark?
Probably. Everybody's a all the cool kids are closet marks for the WWE.
I don't think he is.
Totally true.
I don't think he is. The Will Tomo. Is it surprising that Tamina Snuka is still in WWE despite being a direct relation to Jimmy Snuka?
No. It's
no?
No. That'd be fucked up. She already has it bad enough. Her dad might be getting sent up for murder. Like, why would they want to fire her?
Yeah.
You know? I think they just... I believe I haven't really paid too much close attention, but I think they stopped referring to her last name.
Yeah, she's just Tamina now.
She's just Tamina.
Yeah.
So, you know,
but I think that was the case even before the case kind of got reopened.
When
she debuted, they it was Tamina Snuka, but I think the last year or two, I think she's just been Tamina. And they you know, seems like WWE just wants like people with one name for the most part.
I would imagine they're probably pretty supportive. Like, hey, you know, I know it's a shit time if you need anything.
Yeah.
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
But no, that's not surprising. They're not that heartless, I don't think.
Because what?
They pay for a lot of rehabs.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got that going for
them. How many wrestlers have they eliminated one of their names from? Like, it was Antonio Cesaro, now it's Cesaro. Adrian Neville, now it's Neville.
That's right, yeah.
Have there been any others? I'm surprised Kevin Owens isn't just Owens.
Owens, yeah.
Or Kevin.
Yeah, or Kevin.
You're Intercontinental Champion, Kevin.
Kevin would be perfect for him. Comes out in, like, just regular outfit. Yeah, they probably don't.
But that seems to be the new thing, or the thing with newer talent.
Yeah.
They just keep him to one name. Short fuck 18. What kind of storyline do you want to see Cena in when he returns? I described his kind of heel turn a few weeks ago, where he'd just be a heel to the adults.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, no. Soon. When he returns.
I'd like to see him come back and struggle. And, you know, they can say it's ring rust, but it really starts a crisis of confidence in him.
Yeah.
Just be something different. Because he always comes out, you know, he seems like he's very sure of himself. I want to see him start questioning himself a little bit.
Rock kind of feels like it's missing him. I kind of miss him, to be honest with you.
A little bit.
He's comfort food.
Well, in his open challenge was always, you know, mm-hmm. generally a surprise cool. Who's going to come out.
I know.
And it was always interesting. And every night, or every Raw, it seemed like he was putting on
And there's the constant storyline of who's going to go up against Cena now?
Yeah.
Who's he going to put over once and then beat three times?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I kind of miss that.
Yeah, a little bit. AC 1711. Given the 50-50 booking WWE seems to love so much, are there any mid-carders you think... Oh, sorry. Are there any mid-carders who you could see as realistic main eventers, Owens excluded? Ambrose?
I could see Cesaro.
Yeah.
I could definitely see Cesaro.
Yeah.
Especially, like, he's got that look. Especially, he's got that look of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Especially whenever he wears the suit, like when they're doing a casual promo, he always looks like the kind of guy that, like, the Authority can take under their wing and be like, this
and
is
I, you know what? I even think that he could be fine on the mic. He just needs to find his voice.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
You know, he just needs to find a point of view from which to speak.
Yeah, I don't think you need... Yeah, you know, I don't think... I mean, look, there are great promo guys. We've said this before about Reigns. He'd be great if he didn't talk so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I believe his look.
Yeah.
I believe his look, and I believe that he can just scowl a bit.
Yeah.
And be menacing and be a threat. Look at Lesnar.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Yeah.
Doesn't talk that much. When he does, people pay attention.
Yep.
Yeah.
I guess Wyatt could be a main event. Well, he kind of is a main eventer. He's upper mid.
He's the special attraction always.
Adam Galloper, which NXT superstar do you want to be WWE World Heavyweight Champion, even though there is little to no chance that that person will actually ever be champion?
What NXT superstar
do you want to be champ in WWE, despite the fact that you don't think that person will ever be champion? You think Finn Balor will get a run with the belt?
God, no.
Well,
I don't even know if
answer.
I'd want to see that. No, I'm trying to think if Enzo and Cass are ever going to get the WWE tag team titles.
I can see that happening more than Finn winning the heavyweight championship.
Me too.
I'm trying to think of the guys that are at NXT now who has genuine potential to be WWE champion. I think Apollo Crews does.
I think Baron Corbin does.
No.
Oh, I definitely do. No. I think that look, once he gets more ring time, I think not just for what I want to have happen, I think they think that that's the case. No. I think he's the kind of guy that they'd push. I really do.
Well, yeah, he'd be the guy that they'd push, but I don't think he should be champion.
Oh, whether he should be, I don't know.
I think Apollo Crews has all the tools to be champion.
Yeah, he's missing something. But that's why he's in developmental. He needs a better finisher, A. Because just doing a backflip on somebody...
No, he's doing something different now.
He's doing something different. It's like a sit-down powerbomb.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like those. Never like those.
Yeah.
I think it makes the guy delivering it look weak because you're sitting down. In the end, you're just sitting on your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. He needs something. He'd be a good heel, I think. I just want to see him as a heel.
You just want to see everybody as heel because heels
are interesting. Not really. Like Finn Balor. I like Finn Balor. Like he's boring as shit. But I'm fine with him being a face. He's just a cool guy. He looks like a cool guy. He goes,
psh.
He does this.
Fonz Balor. Alex Shez, with four originals in action at TLC, were you guys big fans of ECW? What was your first exposure to the promotion? And what do you think of WWE's revival of the brand?
I will never forget the first time I saw ECW. It was in our apartment in L.A., on KTLA, it was, and I vividly remember watching RVD. I'd never heard of ECW.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us had.
No, I had. I'd heard of it.
You heard of it?
I mean, it was in the almanac we had.
We had heard of it, I guess.
Because when we moved into that apartment, who bought the wrestling almanac?
I don't know. I have no idea, honestly.
We had a wrestling almanac in the house, or in the apartment, and it had a bunch of ECW stuff in there.
Yeah,
so if nothing
right,
else,
that's right. That's
and
right.
As soon as we moved in that apartment, that was there.
I didn't get it though. I didn't understand it. I didn't.
Oh, okay,
I didn't
okay.
see. I didn't see.
Because in there, it talked about Stevie Richards breaking his neck. At
it
the
talked
hand
about
Terry
that.
Funk,
I remember talking
like
about the mole in ECW, Paul mm-hmm. Heyman and Terry Gordy, or not Terry.
Gordy, Todd Gordon.
Todd Gordon, sorry, yeah. I remember seeing an RVD Sabu versus I don't know who, but it was a tag team match, and I was blown away. I was like, I didn't know that this could be wrestling. I didn't know that they did this stuff. I had no idea that it could be this. That was insane to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see everybody's like, wow, this is really fucking cool. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I was a huge fan of ECW.
Yeah, we used to record it
mm-hmm.
every Saturday.
It was always, but it was funny because from that point on, it just got worse and worse and worse. Because yeah. we came in right at the tail end of the good times.
Yeah.
And then it just got shit.
Right before WCW started poaching talent.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right before that. I think we got on right, even it was after... Yeah, it was. It was after Mysterio and Benoit and all them had left.
Yeah, but before Sandman. It was after Raven.
Right, exactly. It was after Raven, yeah.
But it was
so
still
like,
before,
yeah.
Still before Sandman left.
We caught on right when Shane Douglas dropped the belt to Taz.
Yeah.
And those were still really good times. And then you ended up with Rhino as the champion. Every episode had the main event. I like Jerry Lynn. He's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
But it was like RVD versus Jerry Lynn for the TV title all the time.
Yeah.
And they always put on good matches. But Jerry Lynn just didn't do it for me the way RVD did it.
RVD always
was great.
Well, RVD had a lot of personality.
He had a lot of personality, but also his moves was just so unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the
mm-hmm.
shit that he did. The Van Terminator was just insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And we went to ECW's only pay-per-view in L.A.
Yeah. And where XPW tried to invade and they got their asses whooped. Idiots. Continue on.
WWE's revival of ECW. What did you think of that? Yeah, it was terrible.
Big fat turd, yeah.
It was terrible.
Not to be spoken of.
TCN Kraken. If Vince or Paul, and Triple H, presented you with the WWE Championship and said, pick someone to give this title to, who would you choose?
Me. I'd say I'm the champion.
Well, you'd have to defend it. You'd get your ass kicked.
Yeah, probably. Well, no, I'd book myself over them all.
But, I mean, shoot-wise, you get your ass kicked.
I'd give it to Ambrose. Give it to Ambrose. In a heartbeat. I'd say Ambrose, be heel. Be the nastiest heel you can be.
See, if you wanted to heel, I'd give it to Owens.
Okay, well, that's your answer. My answer was Ambrose.
Okay. Born to Run 19. Hello again, friendos. Hi.
Hi, friendo.
Triple H has finally taken the throne from Vince, and it turns out he's a big Steven Larson fan. That'd be cool.
Dope.
He decides to reach out and ask you for three ideas to help fix Vince's mess. What three ideas do you give him? Let us choose a champion. That's one.
Yeah, exactly. Bring Raw back to 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's two. And
change the Divas title to the women's title.
Yes. Perfect.
Handsome Reaper. Hey, Steve. Question for you.
Yeah.
With the most recent formation of the League of Nations... Handsome Reaper would like to know what you think are the best and worst tag team stables.
Oh, well, this is on my thing. I asked for questions, so he's just saying hi.
But this is
for both of us.
For you.
This is for both of us.
For you.
What now?
Best tag team. No, best tag team or stable.
Best tag team or staple? I mean, the easy answer is, of course, on the NWO. Literally the most powerful. They had Hogan. The only stable that had Hogan, really.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, like, throughout wrestling history, there's, you know, you got the Four Horsemen.
Yeah. They're probably number one, huh?
DX. Shield. There's a lot of them.
A lot of them. There are a lot of them. What's the best? He's asking what the best.
NWO Wolfpack. That kid. Here's one that has no name attached to it. Sheamus and Roman are boring. How can they be improved? That would make them more interesting. Did you submit this question?
Yeah, I want to
make Sheamus brutal. Roman talk less.
Yeah.
Nawazish Chowdhury.
Sure.
Hey friendos, do you guys think they're gonna put the belt on Lesnar at the Rumble? Kind of seems like a step down from the whole Undertaker thing, wouldn't you say? The belt means less than it ever did. Right now, sad.
Are they gonna put the belt on Lesnar at the Rumble? Is that what the question is? No, that's not going to happen.
No, he might win the Rumble.
He might win the Rumble, and then Reigns will go over him at WrestleMania.
That's the most likely scenario.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yost DeHaan, favorite taunt.
I always want to call him Toast DeHaan. I want a picture of him, but as Toast.
Favorite taunt.
Oh, right now it's Enzo's.
Oh yeah,
dance.
Yeah, easy, yeah. Easy.
But of all time, I'd say the crotch chop.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You can do it in any situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Who delivered the best crotch chop?
Who delivered the best? I mean, before he became a born again, it was Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
He had the most. It was like so precise. Yeah. And it snapped.
To like, yeah.
He snapped.
Snapped. That's the good.
Snapped.
That's the.
Right. You know who had the worst. X-Pac.
Yeah, his is pretty bad.
Because it was like this.
I know.
As he jumped around. You know,
I never liked how Triple H did the crotch chop. I never liked it.
He sort of puffed his chest out and went down like that.
Yeah, but especially when he crossed the arms, I never liked it.
Because he did it too early? Like too far up? Yeah.
It's like he was trying to imitate Shawn, but he just couldn't do it as well. Because he tried to make it real sharp like Shawn's did. But it's like he just wasn't as quick. Or like his arms were stiffer.
He was slower than Shawn Michaels.
No, that's, a fair point. Empapic. Because TLC looks like it's going to be a throwaway pay-per-view. What surprise addition to the Rumble do you think would help the product suck a little less? Daniel Bryan? Sting? Assuming those guys are medically cleared.
Sting has the... we didn't talk about this. Sting has to get surgery.
Yeah. He said on Ric Flair's podcast he has to get surgery.
It cracks me that Ric Flair has a podcast. Because like in my mind, he's doing it all himself.
Like he's manning the board and
he's
everything?
He's not going into a studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going into a studio.
And he's doing a situation kind of like this.
Exactly, yeah.
It could be. Surprise addition to the Rumble to spice it up a bit.
Oh, Finn Balor. Dun, dun, dun. Da-da-dun.
Hey.
Hey, Baron Corbin. Man, I want to see him succeed. Lone Wolf, end of days. You don't see that? What do we say? Who in NXT is going to come to the Rumble?
I said Baron Corbin. That's what I said.
And I said Apollo Crews, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Samoa Joe is probably most likely.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Do you think he has a chance of beating Finn Balor for the belt at TakeOver? Which I guess is Wednesday. It's Wednesday after...
It wouldn't surprise me. I think he's in NXT for a while. It wouldn't surprise me if he had the belt. I think that would make things more interesting to give them a long run. That could be fun.
Yeah, because I don't really care about Finn Balor as champion right now. He hasn't done anything with it.
Although Finn did, he's come out on the losing end twice to Samoa Joe. What does that tell you?
Oh, and then Finn's going to go over.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Like anybody that's just not wrestling right now? That would show up at the Rumble to...
I mean, obviously, you know, Cena. I mean, Cena's going to be back by then anyway. Oh, yeah, so it doesn't matter. Daniel Bryan, Hulk Hogan, brother. Sorry, brother.
What about Goldberg?
I'm a real apologetic man. Wait, who'd you say? Waller?
Goldberg.
Goldberg. It'd be great for that moment. And then it would be like next Raw would be like, oh God, he's going to concuss somebody and mm-hmm. put him out.
Andrew Audley. hey guys.
Hello.
With the likes of Alberto Del Rio coming back, do you think it's possible we'll see other wrestlers who got pissed with McMahon return? Example, CM Punk. Bringing it full circle.
Do you think CM Punk's going to come back? Will CM Punk return? CM Punk returns? There, we justified our thumbnail.
I'd say there's about a 25% chance it happens.
I'd probably agree with that.
He doesn't need... Right now, I don't feel like he...
At some point...
He feels like he needs to ever do it again.
Right.
But at the same time, you never know.
I would say...
Oh, I'm going to go back to the Royal Rumble question.
Okay.
Kurt Angle.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Anyway, sorry.
Here's my thing about CM Punk. Like any relationship, you just get over it. And... I think that he thinks, and to a degree it's true, he went out on his own terms. I think he's just fine with the things went down the way they went down. He gets now the freedom to do what he wants to do. I think eventually he's going to think, it could be fun again.
Mm-hmm. And if they say, you know, they dangle the carrot of a WrestleMania main event,
See, that's the only sticking point I would think for him would be, how do I do this and not look like a raging hypocrite?
Yeah, that too, yeah.
So, I don't know that a WrestleMania main event... I don't know. That's a tricky situation because I think he's probably very, very cognizant of like,
yeah.
Man, how do I come back and not seem like a hypocrite?
Yeah.
And being in the main event of WrestleMania automatically kind of puts him in that position.
He would be Batista.
Yeah, exactly.
He'd be taking someone else's spot.
Yeah. So I don't know what situation would make sense for him to come back.
Well, hold on. We'll get to that in the next question.
Here's the one situation I can see it
happen. No, hold the thought. Next question dovetails with this completely. Maxim SKO, how would you book a CM Punk return?
This is exactly how it could happen. It's not the main event of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody he wants to wrestle, like a Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan comes back. He has another run. He's looking for somebody. It would have to be... It would have to be this. It would have to be the main event of WrestleMania, but against Daniel Bryan... And not taking anybody else's spot. Not involving a belt. Not involving the main event storyline. Those two in a vacuum. And probably the main event. I would think it's that.
How about this? Say they kind of set things up like he's going to... Kind of following the pattern of the Batista thing where he comes back. And he's going to get in the Rumble and everybody thinks he's going to win. And like say he's 10th in. And he's in for like 10 minutes gets tossed out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, obviously he's not taking someone's spot.
Yeah.
I think that would be automatically a way of dispelling any notion that he's there to grab someone else's spot.
Okay, how about this? Because he's cognizant of
And then
this
they can do
something
organic, you know, maybe a Bryan match, maybe a match with like Ambrose, something like that.
What if he makes that part of the storyline? What if he makes... Him not wanting to take somebody's spot, part of the storyline.
He enters the Rumble and just jump, toss himself out.
It comes down to him and some hot young talent coming up.
Yeah.
And he like salutes him or something and hops out of the ring.
Yeah.
And then, what if they made that? What if they made that? They could be tricky about that. What if he does that? It pisses that guy off because he's like, no, I could have beat you.
I need to earn it. Yeah.
And that turns in, somehow that guy maybe gets the belt.
Yeah.
And that, before WrestleMania, that turns into your main event match at WrestleMania. That could be good.
All right, you ready for the greatest pro wrestling trivia challenge?
It is the greatest pro wrestling trivia challenge. I'm ready to get my counters going. Do you have two trivia questions?
I do.
Okay, what are we doing today?
Well, you know, on our way to and from LA, we were singing a lot of wrestling theme songs.
Oh, shit.
So, X-Pac. You didn't X-Pac.
Yeah. So,
oh, you didn't. Well, oh, you didn't. The Big Show.
I'm going to take in a little... It's wrestling themes.
Yeah.
But... I'm trying to decide whether to put a little twist on this or not.
Oh, no.
Because I have my list. There's 12 of them. There's 6 real, 6 fake wrestling themes. I'm just going to do it, and then I'll talk to you about the other ideas.
Okay.
Anyways. Six real, 6 fake.
Okay.
Kayfabe Corner.
Okay.
Are you ready?
The names of wrestling themes.
Correct. Real or fake?
God damn. Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
One Crazed Anarchist.
We'll see. Let's see how this works. I'm gonna say fake.
Real.
Is that Ambrose?
No. Apparently, it was Jericho's at one point.
Okay, 0. Okay. Now I know where we're at. Okay.
Number 2.
Okay.
Shine With Me.
That's real.
Fake. Number 3.
Okay.
Retaliation.
Real.
That's Ambrose's.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Number 4.
All right.
Kick in the Teeth.
Kick in the Teeth. I think I've heard of that before. It's real.
Fake.
What? I've heard of that.
It's a Papa Roach song.
Oh, that's probably okay. Here you go.
Head of Security.
Fake.
Real. It's Big Boss Man. Big Boss Man's theme.
This sucks. I'm going to do terrible.
You got one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Make Me Bad.
Fake.
Yes, it's a Korn song.
Okay.
See if you can figure out the theme.
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
No Submission.
Damn it. This sucks. Oh, real.
Fake.
Damn it.
Next.
Okay.
Burn in my light.
Burn in my light. So basically, this is just like, okay, burn in my light. That's real.
Yeah, it's Randy Orton's, one of Randy Orton's themes.
Okay.
Bleed for me.
Bleed for me. Fake.
Yeah.
Okay. I have not words, or I might be tied for worst.
All right. Make some noise.
Make some noise. That's fake.
Real, and guess whose theme it is?
Who?
X-Pac!
Nobody made noise for that guy.
No. 11.
Mm-hmm.
Eat You Alive.
Fake.
Yeah, it's a Limp Bizkit song.
You're just letting it's all. It's this should be. Is it a wrestling theme or a new metal?
That's what
theme?
I was gonna do.
Okay,
I was gonna do that. But I was like, okay, no, we'll okay. stick to all right.
No,
tradition.
That's good. That's good. Last you should have done that.
I know. I almost did. Last one.
Okay.
Rock House.
Rock House.
Yes.
Rock House. Rock House. I can't believe it's a new metal song. I'm going to say real.
It is, and guess whose theme that is?
Who?
The NWO. It's called Rock House.
That's called Rock House? I would not have guessed that.
All right. Two trivia. Well, one trivia question, two answers.
I'm at six right now.
That's pretty good.
So I can get eight.
Okay, there's two wrestlers that are generally credited with kind of starting the use of entrance music, if not starting it, popularizing it.
Yeah, sure.
To an extent, I guess more creating it.
Okay.
Who are they?
The Michael Hayes and the Freebirds.
No.
According to him, it is.
Well, according to him, he's. They said they popularized use it starting in the late 70s going onward. But not... They didn't start doing it. That's bullshit. He didn't start doing it.
Okay. So what's the question again?
Two wrestlers who are generally credited with... who started using entrance music.
Okay. Well, since he claimed it, I assume this predates Freebirds.
You would think so, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people, I'm looking into this, a lot of people have claimed it.
Interesting.
But these are the two earliest.
Okay. Buddy Rogers.
No.
No?
Give me another name. There's two. Since I couldn't find a definitive answer, I just...
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay. I'm going to say... I have one or two people in mind, or I have two people in mind, I got to narrow it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say a superstar, Billy Graham. Body?
No.
No?
One was a female wrestler from the 50s by the name of Mildred Burke.
Holy shit.
And the other one used Pomp and Circumstance. It's been used by several people since. Gorgeous George.
That's interesting.
Hmm. So like in the 40s and 50s, it seems yeah. it started.
Gorgeous George, huh?
But I think what maybe Michael Hayes was saying is like, you know, I don't think it was used extensively until...
Yeah.
The 80s.
Okay. All right. It was probably here and there.
Yeah.
And then they probably maybe influenced a bunch of people from that point on.
Yeah.
All right. I got to find that clip. I'm pretty sure he said he was the first.
No, I read that too. I read that okay. and a couple other guys.
If he said a lot of people thought they were the first.
Yeah. I mean, they were the first in that territory.
Yeah.
You know?
They were the first ones in WCCW to figure out how to use that.
How to hook a boombox up to a sound system and play a rock song.
I was like, I had a stereo system. Can we just plug it into the PA system? And he said, I didn't know how. That's my Michael Piazza. It's terrible.
And then he got an RCA cable and hooked it up. And then
flabby-ass Freebirds come out and start gyrating shit. I like when they were in the 80s and they were glam. Like in the late 80s.
That was the new Freebirds.
The new Freebirds, Jimmy Garvin.
Jimmy
yeah.
Garvin and
it's
Michael
It's like,
Hayes,
wait,
yeah.
you weren't part of the Freebirds. I like Jimmy Garvin, though. They should do a DVD just on Jimmy Garvin. Because like he had two different valets. One of them, I think, was his sister or some shit. Or his cousin. I don't know. It was all weird. Everything was weird back then.
Very weird.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a very long going and wrong.
Yeah.
We might start doing this twice a week.
Well, we are this week.
Yeah, we are this week. Would you guys be interested in a Wednesday-Sunday situation? Let us know in the comments. Because we can talk about this shit all day long.
Mm-hmm. Obviously we can, because we're doing it now.
Obviously. All right, friendos, that's it for us. We'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.